I'm speaking in the middle of a hall here in one of the hotels here in Juba, where a photo exhibition is happening. 20 photojournalists, 10 female and 10 male, who have been here for the last 2 weeks attending a training. And now people are now looking at the wall, seeing the pictures that are exhibited all over the wall of this hall. And still moving, looking at the pictures. This is predominantly about a lady doing her normal work at home.
My name is Suzanne Silvestro.
So tell me about these pictures.
My pictures are about a single mother in South Sudan facing a lot of problems. She husband was killed in 2013. She is now alone caring for her children.
So how many children she has?
She have 3 children, 2 boys and 1 girl.
Where does she live?
She live in Munuki, Haigezira.
What inspired you to go to her house and take these pictures?
Because she's facing a lot of challenges, so that I get my interest to go and take their pictures.
Too much confusion in African nation.
My name is Jock Solomon. I'm a freelance photojournalist. I'm one of the participants in training. The exhibition is about the importance of one of the football training centers. They are playing in Munuki. And the interesting things to why I choose to do this story, because, you know, football is one language. It brings people from different tribes and different classes. The interesting things here, most of the players, most of them, they are orphans. Some of them, they have families. But when they come in together, they forget about where they come, where they are. So the interesting things here, in the team, they have females and males. So when they came in the playing together, so they forget about where they come from, tribes. So I think they are future of our football. So we want to have people like Luis Figo. The interesting things also here, this training center, most of the children here, you know, in the other clubs, when you want to become a player, you must pay fees to play. But here, they didn't pay anything. So the coach is encouraging them to love each other, and he's struggling so to train them.